This is Presley Carver on WKCS 91.1 FM Falcon Radio. I'm here live with Shaitan Mobley, who will be signing today to go play football at MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University. And Shaitan, I just want to ask, why MTSU? Why'd you decide to pick MTSU to go play college football there?
I don't know. I went to camp out for them in the summertime, and I knew they was interested, but I didn't know that, like, I was one of the top recruits going into the summer, into the fall, for the upcoming football season. I mean, I went there a few times. It ain't too far from home, 2.5 hours, a little easy drive. They have a fantastic football team, and I hope to tear things up in the next couple of years.
Do you have any certain goals or plans that you want to try and, you know, accomplish while you're there at MT?
First of all, I would like to be a four-year starter, but I know it's going to be hard. Take a lot of hard work in the summer and grinding.
So when did you realize that MTSU was going to be a good fit for you? How'd you know, like, you just liked it there and that's where you wanted to be at for your next 4 years?
When I went to a football game, I went up there and I was just hanging out with all the cheerleaders, the ambassadors that walk us around, show us the facilities and whatnot. And it was like, it's just a real cool place. Everybody chill, and the fans love you.
So I know you had some other options. Can you tell us what some of those other options were and the interest that you had in them, and maybe your order of where you would have liked to go if not MT?
I had an offers from the Air Force Academy and Tulane University, but Tulane backed out like a couple weeks ago. So it was between MTSU and Air Force, and I felt like Air Force has a great education program and whatnot and top of their field, but I feel like MTSU was still a better fit for me because of the proximity to home.
So how was the recruiting process? Is there anything that you would have done differently? Anything that you would have wanted to change? I know it might have been tough on you, but it's all different for a lot of people. So you got any opinion on your recruiting process?
All I got is advice. I advise freshmen, sophomore, juniors to go to as many camps as you can in all summer. Your film alone is not going to get you scholarships or think that, oh, it's a no-no. Go to camp in the summer. Go to all the camps you can, because if these coaches don't know what you're about, then how are they going to see you? And that's what I figured out about myself on this journey.
You have any of your best memories that you would like to share from Fulton High School?
December 6, 2014, sophomore state championship game. I remember that I didn't start, like, I tore my meniscus that season. I didn't start. Me and this other senior linebacker, Marquise Batts, we rotated in and out. And playoffs come. I didn't start none of the playoffs except one game because they had a bigger line. I was just a bigger body in there. But I didn't start. And then state championship came. And he told me that I was going to be starting, and I won defense MVP with 14 tackles, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So that's my greatest moment at Fulton High School.
Yeah, that's a great one to have. Is there anyone that you would like to give thanks to or recognize for helping you along the way?
Coach Hump, Coach Harbo for giving me the chance and seeing what I had to do. Coach Black for always pushing us in practice and making us get better, and my mama.
All right, well, that's it. Thank you, Shaitan. He will be signing here today at Fulton High School at 2:20 here in the auditorium at Fulton.